Welcome to the Rosewood County Asylum. Thank you for being my latest test subjects.
The haunted asylum begins with fumes in a rickety elevator.
Testing will begin immediately. Breathe it in deep.
It's one of the many set pieces that make up the immersive, detail-oriented experiences you'll get at Everhaunt.
We traveled 160,000 miles, we went to 27 states, we found things that no one's ever seen before in Buffalo to create a unique experience and something different, but also to have a heart piece still behind it.
Everhaunt founder Kevin Donovan started throwing Halloween parties 6 years ago to raise money for a friend who was battling cancer. He ran a haunted house out of his garage, and it grew every year, leading to last year, where Donovan says over 300 people showed up to his house.
I think at those parties, I looked back and realized that, wow, we could do this on a bigger scale and help more folks. And we did help people, and, you know, we raised a ton of, that first party, we raised a ton of money for my friend who was fighting cancer then.
So Donovan and his wife bought an old roller rink in Angola.
When we took over this building, we took it over on April 1st. It's been 6 months in the making even to get to this point. You know, long days, overnights, nonstop, just to get it to the place where we wanted it to be, and we're really excited about it. There's six different audios for both haunted houses in different areas to make that come to life.
When walking through the haunts, it's obvious Donovan isn't exaggerating when he says he amassed 15 semi-trucks full of Halloween stuff over the past half decade.
I remember the one time I flew into Colorado, we picked up a 26-foot truck. I drove to Buffalo, drove back to Colorado, drove to Buffalo, drove back to Colorado, and drove back to Buffalo again, just because we found unique stuff that we thought was great.
And during that time, Donovan studied what made other haunted establishments great.
See, we try to do scares that are different, but there's also a safety aspect to this. So jump scares are dangerous for actors. They really are, because if you scare somebody so bad, they might hit you, they might do something. So we put all of our jump scares behind couches and like the bookshelf and 2 feet, so that way it keeps them safe too.
A portion of every ticket sale goes to charities like Roswell or Kids Escaping Drugs. There's a personal connection for Donovan's family.
My wife lost her brother suddenly to addiction a year and a half ago, and it was traumatic. And for us to be able to help anybody that is going through that, that's what we want to do.
It helps they have the support of a dedicated staff. Donovan says normally when you start a haunted house, you lose team members within the first couple of weeks. That hasn't been the case for Everhaunt.
We haven't lost anybody, and the team here is incredible. These people are awesome.
Before every night, Donovan organizes a team meeting before opening the doors.
Where's the asylum group? You guys ready to let them have it tonight or what?
Yeah!
Yeah?
Time to make
the ready? Scott, how you feeling, buddy? You got that chainsaw ready to rock? All right, where's the house, folks? You guys ready to let them have it? We only hired 4 people that had any experience in haunted houses before. The main question I asked them was, tell me a time that you helped somebody before in your life. And if they could answer that the right way, like we have a whole bunch of people who are just great people. And they're learning, you know what I mean? We have a heck of a team.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Get over here, come on.
All right, guys, on three, Everhaunt. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Everhaunt!
Let's go get them, guys. All right. Go ahead, Brendan. We can open. We're good to go.
At the core of Everhaunt's skeleton is a healthy, beating heart fueled by the blood of its own community. It's alive, and it wants to help others stay that way, too. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.